Jury's been seated. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, to hear former President Trump's business records trial in New York. Opening arguments scheduled for Monday.
12 jurors and 6 alternates will hear the case against former President Trump in Manhattan, chosen after days of questioning potential jurors. The case centers around $130,000 in payments that the former president's lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep her claims of a sexual encounter with the former president from becoming public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the former president denies doing anything wrong. The Federal Elections Commission and the Justice Department had both previously passed on the case. Outside the courthouse, a man set himself on fire this afternoon. He's been rushed to the hospital. The White House press secretary telling reporters within the hour they will not have any comment about the overnight airstrikes on Iran. Earlier, Secretary of State Blinken told reporters at the conclusion of the G7 Foreign Ministers Summit.
Not going to speak to anything other than to say we were not involved in any offensive operations.
But Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon.
According to well-placed senior U.S. military sources, the target of the Israeli strike was an Iranian military base in Isfahan near Natanz. It was not the nuclear facilities themselves.
The source telling Fox News Israel hit what it intended to. Reuters reports a senior Iranian official says Tehran has no immediate plans to strike back. The House will debate a package of military aid bills tomorrow, including assistance for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Johnson.
We also included some really important sanctions on Russia and China and Iran, which I believe is the new axis of evil, and many of us do, and they are the ones who are the aggressors in this situation.
Wall Street an hour before the close, the Dow more than 120 points higher, NASDAQ down nearly 350 points. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
There's a new Fox News poll on the presidential election.
Former President Trump is meeting or exceeding his 2020 results in key battleground states in a two-way race against Biden, while President Biden is underperforming his 2020 numbers. Trump ahead of Biden in Georgia by 6 points, ahead of Biden in Michigan by 3 points. The candidates are tied in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Now, interestingly, when you add independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to the mix, Biden benefits in Wisconsin, pulling ahead by 2 points. But Trump goes ahead in Pennsylvania by 2 points.
Fox's Brian Yenis. President Biden today in a campaign speech to the National Meeting of the Electrical Workers Union, invoking the events of January 6, 2021.
Donald Trump's vision is one of anger, hate, revenge, and retribution. He embraces the insurrectionist of January the 6th. He's running on it.
The president said his economic policies are working. The administration today finalizing new rules restricting new oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve. The American Petroleum Institute calls the new rules misguided. Teachers in Chicago presenting a list of what they need in a new contract.
The current contract for Chicago teachers ends in June, with the teachers union releasing a list of hundreds of demands ahead of the negotiation process. CTU wants the city to pay for affordable housing for families, year-round sports for all schools, and smaller class sizes. Chicago teachers will also demand pay raises. Teachers walked off the job in 2019 over similar demands. This time, they have an ally in City Hall, former employee Brandon Johnson, who they helped elect mayor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.